Michigan Republican Mike Rogers stopped just short of saying that there is actual momentum for a cyber deal in the lame duck session, but he says there is a new kind of cyber threat that has emerged recently, and it's gotten many lawmakers sufficiently worried that they may move on legislation in the few weeks remaining in the current Congress. He says lawmakers just got a classified briefing about a new surge in malicious state-sponsored cyber activity.
What appears to be a new level of threat that would target networks here from an unusual, be careful here, but an unusual source that has some very real consequences if we are not able to deal with it. Because of that particular brief, I think that it rekindled people's interest in trying to get something done here in lame duck.
Rogers was pressed for more details on the cyber threat lawmakers are worried about, but wouldn't go much farther.
Clearly that there's new capabilities coming online every day. So the main, you know, the Chinese are great at stealing information. You have other nation states who are developing just capabilities to do attacks or denial of service. And so you can just imagine that our concern is nation states who are gaining capability to do just that beyond the normal group of individuals that we often talk about.
Rogers spoke at a day-long cybersecurity forum hosted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a business group that supported the House Intelligence Committee's cybersecurity bill, CISPA, and lobbied against a more comprehensive effort offered by the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Earlier this year, the White House signaled that President Obama would veto CISPA because of concerns over civil liberties. But Rogers argued it's currently the only cybersecurity bill in Congress with bipartisan support. He told the chamber audience Congress should pass a bill like CISPA in the short lame duck session, then return next year to deal with the other cyber issues, like securing the nation's privately owned critical infrastructure.
We don't have a lot of time, and what people don't realize is that we are in a war today in cyberspace. It's happening every single day. And this is the biggest national security threat I can think of that we are not prepared to handle in this country today. And why do you think all these countries who are now taking time and effort and finances and using their military and intelligence services to invest in their own capabilities in this realm? Because they know it's the one place we're just not quite ready. And at the end of the day, it's a lot cheaper.
CISPA would create a process by which the government's intelligence agencies would be required to share classified information on cyber threats in real time with properly cleared security pros in the private sector. Rogers told reporters after his chamber speech that the threat signatures would have to remain classified throughout the process.
You can throw that stuff offline. So there's the internet, as you know, at the big circle, right? You can have the malicious source code, we call it the black box, off the online. You throw that malicious source code back into the box. They throw it into the box, they being NSA or other agencies, so that you have this kind of a remote system for making sure that the malicious source code goes back and forth in real time. So it's still, everything's functioning the way it is now, just like Norton and McAfee does it today. Wouldn't be any different, except now we find a forum to trade classified information, keep it classified, and still protect networks.
General Keith Alexander, the director of the National Security Agency and the commander of U.S. Cyber Command, spoke to the same business audience earlier in the day. He didn't discuss the specific upswing in threat activity that Rogers referenced, but he says the national security apparatus is working busily to address worries that cyber attacks will soon move from just denying access to networks to actual destruction of data, like what happened when politically motivated hackers erased the hard drives on thousands of computers at the Saudi state-owned oil company, Aramco.
We are seeing these attacks go on now. We are concerned that these attacks will morph from disruptive to destructive, like we saw at Aramco. And we've got to get out in front of that as a nation. And so there is an awful lot of effort going on within the Defense Department, the White House, and others to address these problems. I can't go into the specifics of those because it's not yet determined the outcomes of all those.
Alexander has been cautious not to endorse any particular bill in his public comments, though he has cited the need to go beyond the information sharing provisions in CISPA. But he seems to agree with Rogers that the idea of information sharing about cyber threats is the only component of cyber legislation that's gained a political consensus so far.
My perspective of working with folks on the Hill, both sides, they truly see this as a problem, have tremendous interest in solving it. What we now need to do is say, so how are we going to actually do that? How does that work? How do we come up with the right solution so that it's not so polarized as it is today? I do think that most people are there on at least the information sharing part. And now what we've got to do is say, so how do we now take the next step and work together to harden, to better defend our networks, especially those networks that we're going to defend on to operate this country? We've got to have that discussion, and we've got to do it in a way that is acceptable, and perhaps more importantly, fiscally acceptable to industry, a way they can implement it.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.